Prestige Jayco pre-game interview.
Warral Elite, the community where great things are happening. K-Rock football on a Friday night. The Cats and the Hawks, a rare trip down the highway for the Hawthorn Football Club, their first in 14 years. Lucky enough to be joined on the line by their forward line coach, Adam Uze. Adam, thanks for your time. Really appreciate it. Getting to know this ground's one thing. You know, I believe Waverley Park's been turned into a mini Cadinia Park during the week in terms of dimensions to give you a bit of an idea of how the ground's going to play.
Yeah, we do that a fair bit, depending on which ground we're going to play on. We don't mind marking out the ground just to get a little bit of a feel, but obviously once you get here, we got here a little bit earlier today as well, so the boys can have a walk around and feel the wind and the breeze and the dew and all the dimensions of the ground, so they'll get a bit more of a feel today. So, yeah, hopefully they're ready, so they've trained really well and they're looking forward to the game.
Is it the width of the ground that's going to be the thing that impacts on your game style the most?
Well, I think it just impacts on the game in general. So our games change a little bit. If I was to say 4 years ago, it would have. But we've tried to play a little bit straighter in the last 18 months anyway. So, but it does, even from the days from when I played here, you just seem to get, it's really hard to get out of your back end if you feel like you're going to, if you think you can just kick your way out. So we used to kick the ball out on the full about four or five times a game, which Neil didn't like. So, so we've tried all different things like that. So there's obviously, they're going to have some momentum and get a lot of forward 50 entries. So we've just got to work out how to get out of there.
Yep. It's not going to be an excuse, is it, the fact you've been sent down here instead of being at the MCG, knowing Alistair Clarkson and the way he operates, it's just another game of footy, another venue and another challenge.
No, it is, and that's right. Look, it's a bit unusual that it wouldn't happen with two big clubs like this when there's crowds. That would be able to come and watch the game because they just rip a contest on most occasions. So so they're unique situations, and then now we get a chance to come down and strut our stuff on a different ground. So, yeah, our boys are really excited to play. So it's better than sitting at home in isolation, I can tell you that much.
Adam, Darren Berry upstairs. We're excited to be calling the action, and we've got great seats up here as well, mate. So we look forward to the contest. And looking back over round one, it seems like an eternity ago, but there was a clear difference in style. I felt the Hawks played on immediately for marking the football and tend to go faster than what we've seen perhaps of the Premiership Hawks era. Is that fair to say, and is that something that we expect to see more of tonight?
Yeah, well, a little bit. Some of that does happen early in the season, just with the pace of the game always seems to be a little bit quicker in the first few rounds anyway. But we're not shy to say that we have tinkered with our game style a little bit. The game has changed, and most teams have got really sophisticated defences that if you think you can just slow the game down and kick your way through the whole time, it's going to cause you some headaches. So in saying that, it's part of our DNA, so we've still got that ability to kick the ball around, but we do want to think about territory and getting the ball into our forwards. We've got a really potent forward line, and we want to give them opportunity as quick as we can. So,
Sure.
Hopefully, you'll see a bit of both.
We look forward to that. And your area at the moment, obviously, up forward. I'm interested in Big Johnny Patton. I mean, probably didn't set the world on fire in round one, but we know the credentials. We know what he's capable of. How's he fitted in around the Hawks, and what's your expectation of him tonight?
Oh, he's been terrific. And the boys, he's gelled really, really strongly with our forward line group. He's a lovable character, and he just loves his footy. So he had a different role in round one. They've got some really talented defenders, so he had a little bit of an eye for a couple of their tall backs and made sure they stayed accountable. So he had a different, and he took that on board and did really well. He could have kicked two or three in the game, so he played his role. So expectation-wise, we just, in the end, the pork, we just hope he gets through the whole season. So injury-free, so he deserves a really good run at it. He's a hard trainer, and like I said before, he loves his footy, so he'll get the same sort of thing today. He'll get a good defender, and we just hope that he creates contests and gives our small forwards a chance.
Speaking with Hawthorn Forwards coach Adam Uze, he's Mark Neild on K-Rock Footy.
G'day, Adam. All the best tonight. Mate, I'd be interested if you could give our listeners a bit of an insight into the mini three-week lead-in, pre-season, whatever it is that we're calling it, into this game, whether or not, I suppose, I'd be interested to see what your focus was and if you had any challenges with the, you know, getting the coaching group back or the players, or what was that like?
Yeah, it was different. So the first week They're all small group training, so we're only able to train with the maximum of 8 players. So the preparation for that was a little bit interesting. So we had to make decisions on who would be in those groups, whether they're older players, whether we mix, whether or whether they're just training their line. So we made a decision to mix it all up just in case someone actually got the virus, so we wouldn't wipe out half of one of our lines. So we
good idea.
We mixed it up. So we mixed it up and had a blend of different players, and it was terrific. So like I said, the first 3 sessions were all small group training, and then the second week we had 2 full contact sessions, and in between that we had another session where it was a small group training again. So it was different, but in saying that, some of our players have really embraced it and enjoyed it. So training in smaller groups, we don't normally do, or we haven't done over the last few years. You get a really intimate, you can have a really intimate session and work on craft players, and like I said, they've all enjoyed it. So hopefully some of those things that we're trialling and really digging into their craft and their line will start to show out, hopefully straight away. So it was different but enjoyable.
Great insight. Thank you very much for that. My second one is, again, centres around the bubble that you guys are in. I know that you can't go into specifics, and that's probably fair enough. But we've seen this week, now there's a report coming through. There's 2 Melbourne players now that are going to be suspended for this weekend. So there's been 4 players, I think, suspended this week for breaching the COVID restrictions. Are they that difficult to follow, or can you just give us a bit of an insight into that? Because for me, it's a bit unusual. Normally, when the AFL give you something, it's pretty clear cut. Are they a little bit confusing for the players, do you think?
Yeah, well, I don't think they're confusing. They're different. So the things that they're getting really strict on, you think that are just normal things that a young 18, 19-year-old player can go and do in between training or on their day off. So each club have obviously put on someone that's looking after the protocols, and at our club we've been really strict. So even on those 2 days where we're able to train as a full group, when we go upstairs, we're all in separated warm-up areas and in training groups. So we then go back in our small groups of 8. So there's petitions, and some are used in the VFL women's change room, and others are in the main change room, others in the theatre. So we haven't been able to meet in the theatre and all those sorts of things. So they're really strict, and in saying that, they should be pretty easy to follow, because we're really lucky that we're able to go out and play while others can't go and do those sorts of things. There's local footy that aren't allowed to play, but we are. So we've got an advantage that side. So when we go home, we're not like normal people. We've got to go and adhere to these strict protocols. So the AFL's been really clear on it, and each club should be able to follow it.
Adam, have you got young kids?
Yeah, I do. I've got a 17-year-old daughter and a 14-year-old son.
So was homeschooling, you sort of missed out on that then? They're old enough just to sort themselves out, are they? Or?
Yeah, it was, yeah. So, I've talking to a couple of other coaches. They've got younger kids and they're pulling their hair out. I was a little bit lucky, so the high school kids had Zoom sessions. It was a little bit easier.
Yeah, you've missed a curveball there, because that was absolutely horrendous. But yeah, what was the highlight of lockdown for you? How did you go in lockdown? Were you a good lockdown man?
Adam, I'm looking across the ground. I think I've got my binoculars on you, and you look like you got the moon shoe on the left leg, mate.
Yeah, well, that wasn't from lockdown. That was from I've been impacted by coronavirus in a different way. So in our small group training, 2 weeks ago now, our group had 8 players, but a few of them were a little bit sore, so I had to put a bib on and help join in training. And I just went to take. I was actually mucking around and playing on Johnny Patton, and just went to take off and ruptured my Achilles. So,
jeez!
Saw the moon boot, bloody hell!
Yeah. So luckily today, or the last couple of days, they've said I could throw the crutches away. I'll probably use the crutches to get out, because I think the bench is over the other side, so I might need to scoot across on the crutches today to get out a quarter time break. But yeah, it was unusual, but it was literally the old turnaround thing. Someone's kicked in the back of the leg, and the Achilles had just ruptured. So
Melbourne supporters listening want to know, Ooze, were you wearing the long sleeve jumper with the sleeves rolled up?
Well, it's probably, the funny one is probably I was defending, which I didn't usually do while I played. So
see, the game's changed.
You shouldn't have to worry about defending. Just get the ball and worry about offense. So, and the players have been terrific. Like, and obviously the club, like, you feel, I felt so bad that we're down on numbers with coaches. And then I've gone and done this, and you feel like I can't. Meant to be trying to cover for others, and now it felt like I couldn't do enough. So we're just working out different things that I could do during the week and look at the opposition and just to help cover for the boys that are trying to obviously physically help the players out on the track. So it's been a little bit annoying, but, yeah, getting better each day.
Well, Adam, we wish you the best of luck with the recovery. Thanks for giving us that injury update for St John of God Emergency Department. Our sponsors will be very happy with that. Great to see you down here in Geelong. You wouldn't have been down here for a while since you were wearing the navy blue and red. I know you played in a couple of famous wins down here as well, but look forward to watching the game unfold tonight, and no doubt you've been able to give the boys a few tips about how to play it. Thanks for joining us.
No worries, guys. Thanks a lot.
Adam Uzay joining us there.
Prestige Jayco pre-game interview.